104.5 The Zone, 9:32. The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Looking for a way to put some play in your day? Play Lotto America. It's a $1 game with jackpots rich enough to make you rich enough. Drawings every Wednesday and Saturday. Today is Wednesday. Make sure you stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today. That's Coldplay, right? See, I know some current stuff. You guys say I don't know any music.
It's not that current,
well,
but okay.
Well, it's current to me.
Current-ish.
It was made after like 1992. All right, they're going to tee it up this week. The web.com tour back in Middle Tennessee with the Nashville Golf Open at the Nashville Golf and Athletic Club. Starts tomorrow, runs through the 5th. The only sanctioned PGA event here in Tennessee, and you can see the next wave of pro players in person. And we're joined by Charlie Clarkson, who is the tournament director. Charlie, what's going on this morning?
Oh, man, just having a good time out here. We're about a third of the way through a really big party with a golf tournament wrapped around it.
You know, tell us I was out there for a little bit last year, and that's a great track. You better bring the pail and shovel, right, if you're going to play on that course?
Yeah, it's a lot of work to get around this thing. The pros, they know what they're doing, so they get around pretty good. They are in the 17-18 range under par the last couple of years, but the amateurs, they have a good time. We moved them up a little bit in our pro-ams, but yeah, absolutely. This golf course is one of the toughest in the state.
The whole thing benefits the Snedeker Foundation. How big has it been to have Brant on board with you guys?
Oh, it's unbelievable. We had a proud partner pro-am on Monday. He came out and played a couple of holes with about 12 different groups. And then we had a party, our pro-am party Monday night at the Hilton out here, and he came out and spoke. I spoke for about 2 minutes before he did. I couldn't get anybody in the room to be quiet. You thought you had a funeral when he showed up. No one was saying a word. Everyone wants to hear what Brant Snedeker has to say, and it's a really important part of the piece of the puzzle that we have in France as part of this.
You know, how fun, too, down the road will it be to watch some of the guys who are playing out there now and just see where their careers go? You know, guys are pretty young in their pro golf careers.
Yeah, last year we had one guy who's already won on the PGA Tour play with us, Adam Long, who just won the Desert Classic back in February. He played out here last year in our tournament. Lonto Griffin is back this year. He played on the PGA Tour last year. He was our 2017 champion. Had a little struggle last year on the PGA Tour. Won in Prattville at a web.com event 2 weeks ago. Finished second last week in San Antonio, and he's here, and he just talked to me this morning and said, man, I love this golf course. I can't wait. He's looking forward to trying to place well here again, and he's on his way back to the PGA Tour. So, absolutely. We've got 22 of the top 25 money winners on the tour in our field this week right now. So those guys are probably going to be on the next level in 2020.
Nashville Golf Open in town, benefiting the Snedeker Foundation. Gets going tomorrow at the Nashville Golf and Athletic Club. And our guest is the tournament director, Charlie Clarkson.
Charlie, I really think that your event and, you know, of course, that level of professional golf underlines how competitive it is. And, you know, just what a thin line it is between the bottom of the PGA Tour and the top of the other tours, where you've got guys who can occasionally jump up and play in events and actually play well in events.
Yes, absolutely, Mark. Sebastian Munoz last year, again, he played with us, and then he went over and played in Quail Hollow and was leading after 54 holes. He ended up having a little struggles on Sunday, but, I mean, he was right up there 3 weeks earlier. He was playing in our event, and then he went over there and had a chance to win the thing. Brant mentioned it Monday night. All these guys are one or two swings away from taking the next step up and just becoming pro superstars.
It's always fascinating to me to see them go through their routines, the practice, the grinding it out, and just, you know, just the whole process of you know, really doing that day to day. You know, there are a lot of us who at certain times in our lives thought we were pretty good golfers, and then we watch these guys, and you know, it's a little bit different shooting 75 with your buddies, you know, and everything's loose. It's a totally different deal when you're playing tournament golf.
Yeah, I mean, it's the science out here for these guys. You know, I mean, the caddies and the pros have been walking the golf course since Monday afternoon. They all have their yardage books out. They're marking off where the tee markers are now. They're marking off where the tee markers may be. They hit shots. They hit three drives during their practice round. They all hit a different club trying to find out where the ball is going to land so that when they have to make their approach shot, depending on where the pin is on the green, do they want to be closer? Do they want to be farther away? I mean, it's a huge mental process that these guys go through. And Lonto, the guy who won in Prattville and, again, second place, when I was talking to him, he said, "I'm exhausted." And I said, "Well, you're up there, you're competing, it's alive." And he goes, "Yeah," he goes, "just but mentally," he goes, "that's hard to be at that level for that many days in a row." So absolutely, it's taxing on them for sure.
How about the response? You know, Nashville, you know, is a pretty prominent golfing community. You know, I can remember covering the Sara Lee Classic and just, you know, the LPGA Tour when it came here. The Champions Tour was here for a while. But, you know, what has the fan response been to your event?
We're growing every year. First year, we had it. We put this thing together in about 6 months. We had a little over 13,000 people. Last year, it was about 18,000. We had one day that got rained out. We're expecting easily over 20,000 people this year. We've got four new suites that corporations have come on board with. We have a lot of other just things on the golf course now, new branding opportunities that weren't here 18 months ago. And so, yeah, the community's coming out. Every day I get more and more phone calls. How can I get tickets? And the corporations are really stepped up. We've had four guys that just stood up this year, and they're our proud partners. Instead of having one title sponsor, we took a little bit different approach, and we have four proud partners this year. And that's helped us out financially as well. It's allowed us to market ourselves a little bit better. So the community, both the persons and or the people and the corporations, they're all buying in. We just signed a new four-year deal. So we're here for a long time, and we look forward to continuing to grow.
Well, Charlie, thanks for the time this morning. Good luck to you guys. We're wishing you nice weather, too, for your event coming up this weekend. It's a great course, so get out there and check it out. We appreciate it.
I appreciate the time, guys. Thank you.
Okay, that is Charlie Clarkson, and he is the tournament director for the Nashville Golf Open, the Web.com Tour. It's back. It benefits the Snedeker Foundation. Tomorrow through the 5th at Nashville Golf and Athletic Club, you can see the next wave of pro players in person. Go to ngogolf.com, and buy tickets. And 100% of the proceeds support the Snedeker Foundation, ngogolf.com.